right now. Amen. When you feel you're walking all alone, but He is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, closing in. When the tide is swiftly rising and you wonder where He's been, pray there never was a moment that His arms were reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure, God is moving right now. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do. When you
I wonder. I like Justin Treadway sent me a thing. Said Easter ain't about no bunny. It's about a lamb. You know, a lot of times we forget, and some folks don't think the little things count. But he that's just in the least is just in much. A lot of times we got to realize and know that prayer is what moves God. And I'm glad that we have some folks that can still pray and touch the throne.
Yeah.
If you got your Bibles, go to Acts chapter number 4. Acts chapter number 4, want to give you what God's given me. I'm going to pray. We might stay too long. I know we're tired and everything. And I honestly like to say this. James was bragging on church, bragging on Mount Zion. And I think Mount Zion deserves to be bragged on from time to time. I thank God. The last couple of weeks, church has really moved, really worked, really labored, really prayed, and been receptive and open and inviting to the Spirit of the Lord. And I want to say this, just because we have good singing, and just because there's preaching, and just because it's a King James Bible, does not mean that the Lord is always going to be here. I know churches right now that sing, and they sing real good, and they got a King James Bible, and they got a man that gets behind the pulpit, but there's no Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is what makes a church. There's no Spirit. Now, some folks say, well, if you've got love, well, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you ain't got the love of God. You may have love, but it may not be the love of God. You can be together and be social, and some folks call it a church. Is that right?
Yep.
I do believe that's still right.
Yep.
But what it takes is the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to be a part of a church that's inviting to the Spirit and wanting the Spirit. And Chris Rollins told me, he said, after Friends and Family Day, and that was his first time preaching out, and he told me, I have to admit something. He said, man, I was wore plumb out when I got home Sunday night. And I said, well, that's good. And I told him, I said, Mount Zion, I said, she's a special church. I said, there's a lot of churches that say they'd love to hear preaching. I said, but I don't think at Mount Zion you could preach it hot enough or hard enough or Holy Ghost, too much Holy Ghost enough.
Yeah.
People want to hear the preached word of God.
Amen.
Jason Murray sang, in the Murray family, singing for the Lord and singing and all that stuff. He even said, singing don't save people.
Right.
It's the preached word of God.
Amen.
We love singing. I love singing. I think you all love singing. But the preached word of God is where faith comes. So, you got Acts chapter number 4, say amen.
Amen.
Pray for me, that breading on that catfish is trying to drive me out.
Praise you, Lord.
But it was good catfish. I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse of Acts chapter number 4. And this is what it says. It says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before ye whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Would you help me pray? Precious God, merciful Savior, Father, we come before you, Lord, one more time this day. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. And thank you, Lord, Father, for the songs and the youth group. Thank you for the testimonies. And thank you for all the congregational singing, Lord, that we've done. Special singing, Father, that's been done. We thank you, Father, for everything that's gone on this day. Lord, I want to thank you for how you moved this morning. And, Lord, not just in the preaching, but in the service and then on an individual, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for you, for doing what you do. You just do things the way you do them because you're God. And there's no way I don't think man can put an explanation on it, Lord. I'm just glad you are who you are. And, Father, we pray tonight, Lord God, you have your way with us. and have your way with this word. Lord, I've got notes, and Lord, I've got thoughts, but all those things are just a side note, Lord. Father, what we need is you to preach through man and preach through this man. Lord God, this congregation wants a message, and God, we expect a message. And Lord, I know you're expecting something and desiring something out of us. And God, so I pray tonight that we all would follow your spirit and follow your Lord and follow your word, Lord Father, and that we would all give you glory and praise and honor to your high and holy name. Lord, open up our hearts, Lord Father, that we may receive this revelation. And Lord Father, adopt in our life. Father, I pray if there be one here that's lost, not knowing the free pardon of sin, not knowing what it's like to be born again, not knowing what it's like to be free from the clutches of sin, death, and hell. God, I pray tonight would be the night for them to receive. It's in your Jesus' sweet, precious name, your Son, we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing and reading here in Acts chapter number 4. Is the continuance of what happened in Acts chapter number 3. Acts chapter number 3, we do find where the men, and we find as they had went and preached the gospel, Peter's preaching, he'd done been preaching the first message after the day of Pentecost, and souls were added unto the church, and preaching again, and he's preaching about how they had marveled and seen the things that had been done through and by the preaching of God's word. And a lot of times people try to put credit on man and try to put credit on things that man can do. But Peter was letting everybody know that everything, how and why that it happened was because it was by Jesus Christ. It was by the Lord and Savior, by the name of Jesus Christ. He wanted to point out and let them know that it was by them that he was crucified. To let them know that they was the reason why that Jesus was crucified. But he didn't stay dead, as he said. He said, whom God raised up again. And he said, whereby this man stands before us today because of Jesus. He wanted to let them know for sure that they knew that there was no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. No other name than the name of Jesus. Can I say this tonight? Peter was so heavy laden with the Spirit and the burden of the Lord. He said, there's no other name whereby we must be saved. I'm telling you this tonight. Every man, woman, boy, and girl must be saved. I've often heard people say, well, this people's all right and this group's all right. They just do things a little different. My Bible tells me if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, that you will not enter to the glorious gates of heaven. You will not be a part of that kingdom, as we read, will be delivered up unto God the Father. And I'm telling you this tonight, that we must be saved, and that by the name of Jesus. I've heard people talk about this, and a lot of times people don't realize it. And we had talked about it before. We've never seen Jesus. We wasn't there and saw all the acts that was being done. All the apostles got to see. But I like how Brother James was led of the Lord to read the scriptures about how even though we was not there, still yet Jesus prayed for us and interceded for us all the way back then. Because we're believing on Jesus and believing on the name because of the words and the testimonies of these apostles. But my heart is centered upon one thing, and it's centered upon this 13th verse. How the disciples were there, and the boldness of Peter had appeared, and that unto the Pharisees and the religious people. And how they took note and said, these people are ignorant people, but they knew they had spent some time with Jesus. I'm glad to know this tonight, that I know him and he knows me. I want to say this tonight, you ought to be glad if you know Jesus and he knows you. I'm telling you, it makes the difference in everything in life if you know who Jesus is and Jesus knows who you are. I've often thought about this. I like to hear the terms when people say, preacher, did you find religion? Nope, I didn't find religion. I've heard people say, preacher, did you find Jesus? Nope, I didn't find Jesus. Didn't know he was lost. Well, preacher, what happened to you? I said, he found me. Amen. In the dead, dark wilderness of sin, I cried out, and he left the 99 and come searching for me. As that woman had lost that pearl or lost that coin, it was of great price. She swept the house and searched and searched and searched, and she found it. When she found it, there was rejoicing over that coin. Oh, when the shepherd lost that one sheep,
how the 100, he left the 99 and found that one sheep and brought that sheep back upon his shoulders. And there was rejoicing of that sheep being found. Oh, can I say this tonight? The Bible says, oh, the host of heaven rejoiceth over the repenting of one soul. I'm glad to know this tonight, that when somebody says, I've been born again, that when somebody says, I got saved, we should be the most happiest people there is. Heaven's rejoicing. The church ought to rejoice. Bless God, because somebody got to know Jesus, and Jesus knows them. I'm glad to know this tonight, that Jesus knows me, and now I know him. Can I say this? I got three verses of scripture I want to get to. Got some points in these three verses. We'll say amen and we'll go to the house. Y'all for that, say amen. Amen. I want to start off in Nahum chapter number 1 and verse number 7. Nahum chapter number 1 and verse number 7. The Bible says this: the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. Can I stop right there and start off and say, first of all, I don't hear too much being preached out of the book of Nahum. Bless God, but though I can find in that minor prophet, it shows and says that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. Amen. We should shout the glory. We should have a raise up a hand and say, thank God, for he is good. I've noticed these things. There's three things in that verse that stuck out to me. The first of all, we have to say the Lord is good. And he's good at all times. I'm glad there's not a bad point about God. I'm glad there's not a bad point or a dark spot. I'm glad he doesn't have sin. I'm glad he doesn't have to ask for forgiveness. I'm glad he doesn't have to look for a sacrifice. The Bible says upon the earth, there's none good, no, not one. But there one is good, and it is the Lord. And the Bible says in Nahum, that the Lord is good. That means you can trust him. That means you can put your faith in him. That means you ain't got to worry about being disappointed by hearing this preacher tonight. I'm telling you, Nahum said the Lord is good. And secondly, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like trouble finds me. And on the other hand, Brother Don, I go looking for trouble, seems like. But I'm glad when trouble's at my doorstep or trouble's in my life. I know this, Brother Eddie. I know this, that God is a stronghold in the time of trouble. Woo! Bless his name. Hey, I can't whoop the devil one-on-one. He'll defeat me. But I'm glad when I'm in the stronghold, he can't touch me. Somebody say amen right there. I'm glad to know this, that sin, I can't conquer it. But when sin has that lion at my door, I'm glad to know that on the inside, Jesus is the stronghold. The Lord is good in a stronghold in the time of trouble. Oh, tonight to know. I'll say this, everybody goes through trouble. Everybody will go through something, some kind of difficulty. Amen. Sometimes it happens a little bit here and a little bit there. But the Bible says we're all going to find trouble. Tribulation, the Bible says, we'll find. The Bible says in one of them old prophets, you do believe it's in Jeremiah, he said, I've chosen you in the furnace of affliction. Can I stop right there and say something right there? I thought about this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Or Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, those three Hebrew boys, those three Hebrew teenagers. The Bible says, we know the story, right? We know the story about how Nebuchadnezzar had that golden image, and he said, every time we play the music, everybody's going to bow down, and everybody's going to worship that golden image. But those three Hebrew boys, they didn't bow down. And the Bible says that they sent word to King Nebuchadnezzar, and it made him mad that they wouldn't bow down into his image. And the Bible says that they went to those three boys and said, are you going to, do you believe in your God? Do you think your God is able to help you out? They said, we're careful to say the answer. Listen to you, O king, whether or not if the Lord will deliver us from that fiery furnace. They said, we know not, but we do know this. We are not going to bow down. You hear this preacher? I mean, I might just stop right here and preach for about 15 minutes and we'll go to the house. You all right? I mean, I'm feeling something right here. Oh, bless his name. He's a stronghold in the time of trouble. Amen. Now get this. I'm thinking about this, and the Bible says, and he told him, he said, I'm going to stoke up that furnace seven times hotter than it ever has been before. We all know the story. They play the psaltery, they play the dulcimer, they play the zagbut, they play all the instruments. That was well known of that day. Distinct sounds and distinct things that were supposed to be done. Distinct orders given by the king and how it's supposed to go. I'm glad that those three Hebrew boys, they acknowledged the kingship of Babylon. They acknowledged the kingship of Nebuchadnezzar. But they said, we answer to a higher king.
Amen.
Amen. Can I say this tonight? Brother James Powell told that young people, stick in the youth group, stick in your church, stick in your Bible, stick together. Yes, there's people that's above you. There's police officers. There's school teachers. There's people in the system. There's judges and there's mayors and there's presidents. And yes, we have to acknowledge. Bible says we have to pray to. But bless God, there's somebody higher than them that we have to answer to. And that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But bless God tonight, He's not against us. He's for us. He's a stronghold in the time of trouble. Now get this. We know that those three Hebrew boys didn't bow down. They were tied up and they were forced to go into the fiery furnace. As they're tossing them in the fiery furnace, we all know the story, that it burnt the men up that forced them along the way. Ain't that right? And the Bible said this. Now watch, I want you to get this. This is what God just did. This thing in the pulpit. Woo! I love when it happens like that. Amen. How can I say this? A lot of times when we get in trouble, a lot of times when we're needing help, we're looking for the Lord, and we're trying to find Him every way we look. We're looking high and low, and we're looking everywhere around, and we're trying to find out whether or not if God's there or not. But the Bible said He is the stronghold. He is always good. The Lord is good. And He's a stronghold in the time of trouble. Didn't say He might be good and He might show up in your trouble, but He is good and He is a stronghold in the time of trouble. Amen. Now get this. Now I don't know. He doesn't say this in the Bible. He doesn't say this that I know of nowhere. But those three Hebrew boys did not see the king or did not see the Son of God walking around the fiery furnace. Doesn't say it in there. But you know who did see him walking around with those three Hebrew boys? King Nebuchadnezzar saw him. Can I say this tonight? The safety and the stronghold that you seek out for ain't based upon the eyesight that you're looking at. But I want you to know something. Put it in your heart. God's not showing up for you to see it. But He's a stronghold so the enemy can see it and say, you can't touch this one and you can't touch that one. You can't burn this one and you can't kill that one. There's nothing that can harm you in the hands of God. Woo! Nebuchadnezzar, those three Hebrew boys. I mean, think about this. The only thing that was burned was the ropes. Their clothes weren't burned. Their hair weren't burned. And their skin weren't burned. And Caleb Faulkner, they didn't even smell like smoke. But the ropes got burned off. And you may think I'm crazy. They was in that furnace stoked up 7 times hotter than it ever was before. They're walking around. I don't know if they knew it or not. Doesn't say if they knew that the Lord was with them. But I believe that they, if you can ask them, if you hollered in there and said, hey, what's it feel like in there? They'd say there's the coolest breeze a-blowing, and it feels so comfortable in here. It feels like we're safe as it is in the arms of a mama. Oh, bless God, but Nebuchadnezzar's looking and seeing the flames and seeing the fire. And he's also seeing the form of the fourth man. And he's liking it to the Son of God.
Amen.
Woo! Don't get excited. Don't get crazy now. Huh? How many of you has been in trouble? And you looked and you looked and you looked. I was sitting there thinking about that song. Stand still and let God move. But oh, my part comes up and it says, standing still is hard to do. I don't know how many times I look for God in every situation. I look for God in the times of trouble. I look for God in the times of a need. But the Bible says right there in Nahum, I mean, I've never preached out of Nahum. I'm going to chalk this one up tonight. I got to preach out of Nahum. But Nahum says he's a stronghold in the time of trouble. The psalmist said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He didn't say you had a seed. He just said realize it, brought her down. He'll show up. He'll show up. He'll show up in the time of trouble. So many times, oh man, so many times I've sat there. Don't you all look at down your nose at me? You've been there too. You've looked for God and said, God, I can't find you. God, where are you at? God, where are you at? And the whole entire time, You're inside that pavilion of safety. You're inside that pavilion of stronghold. The devil can't touch you. The devil can't get to you. John chapter number 10 says, Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and neither one of them shall perish. Hallelujah. Y'all hear that? I give unto them eternal life, and none of them shall perish. Y'all hear that? Hallelujah. Did you hear? In John chapter number 10, Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and not one of them shall perish. Did you hear that? Amen. Does anybody hear that?
Yep.
Anybody hear that in the Bible?
Yep.
Don't get excited. Don't get all ruckus. Don't get into a frenzy. Don't put your faith in the Word. Just put your faith inside. The Bible says we walk by sight. Does the Bible say, James Powell, we walk by sight? Does it say we walk by sight? It says we walk by faith.
Amen.
And not by sight. It's not dependent on if we see Jesus. It's dependent on for us knowing that the promises of God are sure. They stand sure. They're true. Bless God. He's a stronghold.
Amen.
In a time of trouble. I'm about to lose everything I got. Except for the catfish. James Powell, if that was the only part of the verse, we should shout the praises. Hairpins should fall out. Men should cry like babies, but it gets better. And it says, he knows them that trust him. He knows them. He didn't say he knows you, whether or not if you do everything like you're supposed to. Oh, bless God. Aren't you glad Jesus ain't that way? Tanya, I failed him this past week. I've cried and said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, where is he at? He had to remind me, James, he said, Jason, I never went nowhere. I've been right here all along. And sometimes, just sometimes, we're like Peter. We got faith, but we'll whoop a bear with a switch. And when someone shows up with a stuffed Winnie Pooh, we get scared plumb to death and don't know what to do. Peter said, Lord, if that be you walking on the water, bid me to come and I'll step out. Don't get me wrong, I have been more like Peter than I'd like to admit to. I said, Lord, you just say it and I'll do it. And the Lord's called me on it and said, Jason, do it. I've got scared, I've got cold feet. I've sat in my pew, I didn't testify. I didn't sing the song, I wouldn't raise my hand. I was afraid some people would think I would lost my dignity. I think some people would be afraid to think that I'd lost my marbles and done with nuts. But can I say something? It's not dependent on what everybody else sees. It's not dependent on what I'm seeing. But it's dependent on the enemy seeing who's in control and that he knows them that trust him. You know what the worst thing that happens to a child of God? Is when they forget to trust him, the Lord. Slewfoot knows when you didn't put your trust in him. And he comes around to distract you and to discourage you. That is exactly right. But can I say this? When you realize or you recognize that the Lord has not been nowhere. He's not like Baal on a journey. He's not like Baal needing a nap. But he's always a very present help in the time of need. And he's a stronghold in the time of trouble. And he knows them that trust him. Proverbs, I do believe it's Proverbs or Ecclesiastes. I know Solomon wrote it. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. And he shall direct thy paths. I had a bunch of other notes and everything I wanted to get to. But can I say this tonight? Here in this Acts chapter number 4, as Peter and John's are preaching, and Peter to John's are letting her fly, it's not South Lebanon, Ohio. It's not a congregation of believers. It's a congregation of people who cried out, crucify him, crucify him. If anybody should know him being a very present help, being a stronghold in the time of trouble, it was them apostles. Oftentimes people will associate folks to the churches that they go to. And I don't know if anybody else has ever encountered this, maybe some of y'all have, but they'll say, well, so-and-so goes to such-and-such church. What kind of church is that? Oh, they're a deep, spiritual, knowledgeable church. They know a lot of things about the Bible. They're very in well depth and knowledgeable in the scriptures. And they'll say, what about that church? What about that church over there? They'll say, well, that church is a very spiritual church. They got real good singing. Boy, they love to sing. Man, that church is just something else. I mean, y'all go in there and mow the way they can flat layer down them congregational hymns. They got two or three singing groups in that church. Man, is it something else? You ought to go there sometimes. Man, it is good. Oh, that church over there. Oh, that church over there. They got this one preacher over there. He's just something else. He's just something else. I like it in the scriptures where it says they all took note that this man was ignorant. Hey, I don't care if people think I'm spiritual. I don't care if people think I'm really deep and spiritual in the singing or in the knowledge. But I like it when they take note and say, man, I know that crazy one had been with Jesus. I'm telling you, there's some marks that accompany salvation. There's a knowledge that comes with salvation. And when Peter had the boldness of the Lord to stand up and proclaim the gospel, though they may have said he was ignorant, they may have called him hillbilly, they may have called him redneck, but they also said, we know that he spent time with Jesus. I wonder tonight if you'd like to have that in your life. It's Resurrection Day. Do you know what happened after the resurrection? They all gathered out into the upper room. They gathered out, Brother Randy, and they waited. They waited. The reason why they waited is because the Lord told them to gather in and wait. And sometimes we'll come to church, we'll go, you know, we got things we got to take care of today. This is Easter. You know, I know we didn't do this, but y'all go along with me. Crock pot's on high. Preacher's going to burn a meal. Ham's in the oven. It's going to get dried out. Those things I don't think you can accompany with them folks that spent time with Jesus. Y'all hear the preacher? What really goes a long, long way is when somebody says, you know what? Everything's by faith. Sink or swim, live or die. Stand up with boldness and proclaim. There's none other name given under heaven. There's no reason why I live. Why you go to church? Preacher, why do you live the life the way you live it for? Because there was a man by the name of Jesus. Though I love, I have not seen, but I'm a-looking for him. And when he shall appear, he won't not be a stranger. Bible says in 1 John chapter number 3, beloved brethren, it do not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall see him as he truly is. Can I say this? A lot of folks is looking for a baby in a manger, but he won't be the baby in the manger. A lot of folks is looking for the one that hung upon the cross, but it won't be the one who's hanging upon the cross. What's it going to look like? Well, you get a little glimpse. It says his vesture's been dipped in blood. It says he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's not coming back meek and mild, but he's coming back as a lion of the tribe of Judah, the very stronghold that surrounded us and knows us. We know him. Tonight, I don't know how you plan on spending the rest of the evening. I don't know if you've got loved ones you want to try to contact. I don't know if there's prayers you want to pray. I don't know if there's things you've got to get ready for. But can I say this tonight? When's the last time you took a check of inventory and saying, Lord, I want somebody just to recognize me as being a Christian? I said it last week. Christianity, for some reason, now they think is a movement. And it's not a movement. It's a behavior. It's a life. It's character. God's been hitting me on that character here recently, about my character. That's what it's all about. Peter was unlearned. But the way that he stood and proclaimed, they said, he's been with Jesus. I've heard people say, well, what kind of church you go to? Are you a Baptist? Are you a Pentecostal? Are you Catholic? Are you Presbyterian? Well, what are you? I'm a Christian. Amen. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? I'm a Christian. That's right. Are you an independent? Who do you associate with? I associate with the church. I'm a Christian. Yep. There's only one name when it's all said and done. Right. It's not my name. Yep. It's not your name. It's his name. Yep. Jesus didn't say, if you lift up Jason Faulkner, he'll draw all men unto you. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto you. You young people, has this been said already? Dangers are everywhere. Dangers abound.
I've heard folks say this, and they used to tell me this all the time when I was growing up. Y'all got it so easy. You ain't got to work. You ain't got nothing hard. Man, if I had a dime for every time I was told that. I don't have to work as hard as my daddy did. Those jobs ain't around no more. I ain't gonna lie. There's a bunch of technology. But now, you got a cell phone. They can put every stinking, nasty, filthy, rotten thing on there. People can steal your identity and ruin you. All kinds of nastiness in the world. Knowledge has increased, but so has the sin. The distraction's gotten worse. Before, I remember growing up, one of the worst things we ever talked about in health class is if a girl wound up pregnant before she got married. Y'all don't tighten up on me. You know it's right. Nowadays, it's common before they graduate high school. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 of them in there that's having babies. And you say, preacher, that's hard, but it's true. Society and everything's falling down. Why? Because they don't recognize right. That Jesus is the stronghold, the very present help in the time of trouble. We need to be more like him. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad he knows me. I want to get to John chapter number 10, how he knows somebody that knows you by name and calls you out by name. Ain't it good to know that the Lord knows your name? You know, we sing that song, He Knows My Name, but I like it because it's biblical. John 10 says he knows my name, calls it out. I wanted to get to all those good things, but God said, no, we're going to stop here at Nahum. The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the time of trouble, and he knows you if you trust him.